I've been obsessed with finding a cure for aging all my adult life. I wrote my dissertation about how exercise and dietary habits, such as calorie restriction or the intake of resveratrol found in red wine and nuts and chocolate, slows the breakdown of intracellular communication and therefore aging. I was one of the postdocs at Stanford who assisted with the study where we gave old mice transfusions of young mouse blood and studied its dramatic effects on the aging process. Convinced that I had found the fountain of youth, I founded a startup to make a medicine with GDF-11, growth differentiation factor 11, which I suspected to be the key factor in reverse aging effects we were seeing. The product was called Radiant, and it also contained resveratrol. It made me $600 million before the lawsuit. It seemed to work at first. We did follow-up studies on the participants in my initial studies, and they did very well in tests of cognition and endurance. The genetic mutations didn't show up until the second generation. Just a few instances of dwarfism that were linked to the use of Radiant, and then no one wanted to buy it anymore. So I lost my funding, but I'm here at the Open Biolab still, trying to find the secret to eternal youth.